Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's a mountain or a massive hill we've got up at the moment. The positives are the chances we created. The manner in which we give the goals away were obviously poor. We know that and aware of that, and avoidable, I think, is the phrase. But the opportunities we created, so many of them, and with the quality we've got in our dressing room, we should be taking them.
16 shots in total, 8 on target, and as you say, in the end, no goals scored. Can you put your finger on how that's come to pass? Because it's not the first time here at the Den that you've failed to find the target, yet away from home, you're scoring freely.
Yeah, I think 8 on target and the eight that didn't go on target were probably the best opportunities. We should hit the target. So I think the stats speak for themselves, other than the fact that they scored 2 goals and we haven't. Put a finger on it, no. Quality players. Got to have composure in front of a goal. They've got to realise that quality. As I said, ex-centre forward myself, you can't spells in games. I think tonight, key moments. I think at 0-0 we should score. I think at 1-0 we should score, and at 2-0 certainly we could have had 6. The frustration, yes, definitely. Can we get back in the tie? Without a doubt.
David's played over 300 games for this football club. He's a club legend. He must be feeling pretty low tonight after that first goal.
Well, I think he will be. He's a man. He's a professional. He's made a mistake. He's man enough to take it. Obviously, it's not helped us, but he's aware of that. And I thought we responded well after that. It'd be hurting after that. We all are. But we have no blame culture at this club. We all make mistakes. We move on, and we start now concentrating on Paul Vale.
As you say, you had the chances to go into the Kassam Stadium for the second leg at a much better position. That must give you the confidence that you can still reach Wembley.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think we've shown tonight that we can create lots of chances against Oxford. We've certainly seen their qualities also. The tie is certainly not done. And what is very important is the next goal in this tie. And the next goal at the Kassam will be really key.
And you've got the form away from home. Southend 4-0 victory, Oldham recently 2-1. Away from home, you've certainly not had any trouble finding victories and goals.
No, we scored a lot of goals away from home, and that's the positivity we're taking to the game. We'll have to be diligent. We talked about before the game about 4 halves of football being key and how many can we win. We've lost 1 and drawn 1 tonight, so we go into the second leg. We've got to win 1 and draw 1, or we've got to win 2.
That's the key.
That's the key. That's the thought process behind these 2 legs that we've taken. And tonight in the first half, we made errors.
You touched on it earlier there. As a former club legend, club centre forward here, you must have been kicking the balls in that second half. You could see you down on the touchline, practically living and breathing every second of that.
Yeah, I think we'd... I'd like to have been on the end of some of those. the guys take responsibility. They're a good group. Like I said, there's no blame culture. We learn from our mistakes and we try and strive to be better. And the guys know in and around the penalty area we could have been better tonight.
Apologies for the cliche, but it's back to the bread and butter of the league now. You've got a big game on Sunday against Port Vale and a chance for Millwall to get back to the fringes of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I said to the boys. We put this behind us now. We focus on this again in a few weeks' time. We come in bright and ready, and we concentrate on Port Vale, which is a big game. We come back here Sunday, and we've got to be fresh, and we've got to be firing, and we've got to be energetic. And it's a big game for us Sunday.
Would be a chance to maybe shake a few things up as well and give some players who've been on the bench for the last few games the chance to stake their claim?
Yeah, possibly. I think what's important is that we were very good at Oldham and was excellent at Southend. And second half against Walsall was very, very good and deserved to win the game. And Gillingham was very spirited with 10 men, albeit the game was over by then, but we were spirited. So there's not a lot wrong, and we're not very far away. We can certainly tidy up with conceding poor goals, and we can be better in the final third. So I think really we're talking about penalty boxes, and that's why we've got to be better.